Okay, so today work was slow and mind-numbingly boring. And I'm so happy I'm home. I am very, very happy I'm home. Because the reason why is, I could not even focus one bit during work. And it's one of those rare, rare days that I get horny during work. I mean, I almost never get horny at work. I mean, once or twice maybe, but this is one of those rare days. Oh God. Needless to say, it's just my mind could not focus on anything else besides my cunt and how throbbing and painful it was. Oh God. I had to just excuse myself to go to the bathroom so I can just make myself come. Yeah, it's actually a pain to make yourself come when you have so little time. It's frustrating, really. But I eventually came, and I want to come again. I want to come again, but I think I've rubbed myself raw at this point. But let me tell you what has got me horny and to the point where I could not concentrate on not one single thing at work. So, a friend and I, we had a little fun last night, and I just cannot stop thinking back to it. I just can't stop. You know, just playing back the moans in my mind, playing back what we said, playing back everything we said, every slutty little detail that we've planned out, everything. It's, oh God, and it made me wonder, what if? What if? Oh, what if? What if? That's all. What if? And so I was thinking during my little self-imposed break, I was thinking, hey, you know what? Wonder if somebody would have come into the store, come in right in front of me, and just, without warning, take my hand and drag me to the back room and tell me, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna strip me down and you're gonna fuck me. You're gonna fuck me hard until everybody can hear me getting pounded so fucking hard. And that's what that was what made me lose my mind. I think my friend said something similar to that last night. I don't know. But it was hot. I mean, the imagery of it was hot, and oh God. That was one of those fantasies that made me kind of just shut down. Like, I felt like a robot. The sexually frustrated robot. Thinking back to that little thing, I want to walk into your work and just drag you to the back room and make you fuck me until everybody hears me moaning and whimpering and screaming so loud until I come and it was something like that. And oh, that was the moment I knew I had to go. I had to go find somewhere private and get rid of that achy tension in my legs. I mean, in between my legs. I mean, even thinking back into it now, it's making me all shaky all over again. And I mean, I would touch myself now, but I'm too sore. I am too sore to even touch myself. I'm too tender to even touch. And because I already did that at work today. Oh God. Just thinking back to it, I'm just shaking. Shaking. No, and I'm not cold. That's the weird thing. It's cold in Alabama. It is. It's very cold. But I am not shaking because I'm cold. I am shaking because that fantasy right there, hoo-wee mama. Yes. 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 So, Yeah, I had to go excuse myself in the bathroom. And then I was gonna record an audio of me touching myself. But wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you know that just as I was beginning to record that audio, just as I was beginning to record that audio, I accidentally pressed stop. Oh, I was so mad. I was so mad. I wanted to post that shit on GWA and I just like and I was just, rather than felt better after coming, I just felt miffed. I felt miffed and angrier than I was before. No, I wasn't even angry to begin with. I was really, really horny and agitated to start with, but I was just like, oh my God. Tark, you idiot. Tark, you should have watched where your finger was going on that recording button. And I was just like, yeah, that's me. That was me. Oh my gosh. And even still thinking back to last night, I, oh my God. Yeah, you've been so, yeah, I know most of you have felt so horny that you cannot even stop shaking. You couldn't help it. You can't. It's like you're cold, but you're not. And you just can't help but shake. You can't help, the tone of your voice is shaky as well. And oh my God, thinking back to it is just, it's hell. It is hell. I try to stop thinking about it, but I cannot. I still have that voice in my head begging me, please, please take me to the back room and fuck me. Oh, tear off my clothes and fuck me, daddy. Yeah. Fuck me. And I'm just like, oh God, stop it. Stop it, brain. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to work here. I'm trying to pour coffee. I am trying my best to focus, and you're not helping. So, yeah, and yeah, today, that's why today was pretty agitating. It was slow, it was boring, and the only good thing that came out of it today was, well, yeah, I came, and and we had to close shop early because we're supposed to get snow. Only like a half inch, maybe, but you know. Yeah, so I just thought maybe, yeah, I just like to just ramble a little bit. I mean, I know there's no coming in this whatsoever. And I think I'm gonna have to save this moment for tonight because I kind of wanna take a little break from coming because if I touch too much, then I'm just gonna be a come hungry bitch, you know? A come hungry daddy, if you will, maybe. I don't know, but yeah, just thinking back to all of the things we've said, all the things that, you know, just every little imagery that we talked about last night. It's killing me. It is killing me in the best way possible. Yeah. So sorry if this isn't sexy or anything. But I just wanted to share this and kind of get it off my chest before this fantasy drives me even more insane. 'Cause yeah, workplace shenanigans. You can't go wrong. You can never ever go wrong with workplace shenanigans. Yeah. just thought I'd share. Thank you for listening and hearing me out. And yeah. All right. I'm gonna go take a nap. Bye.